It's February, which I always think of being the midpoint, the low point of winter. December, January, first half, February, March, second half. Of course, that makes no sense, meteorologically or psychologically. March goes on forever, and the winter monster is more than capable of kidnapping half of April as well. Animals hibernate to escape the cold. We need to hibernate to escape the news, the deluge of bad news from all over the world. It's not just trouble in the Middle East. There always has been and always will be trouble in the Middle East. It's traditional. But even sane and reasonable nations seem to have gone mad, so that the only sane and reasonable response is to sleep through it. How delightful it would be to close up the house, hang a sign on the door for the UPS saying gone into hibernation, get out the warmest duvet and just tuck down there, setting the alarm for about April 10th, just in time to get the tax forms in. The habit of hibernation is one of many useful skills we've lost in the process of evolution. We tend to forget that evolution is not a one-way street. It can go forwards, backwards, or sideways. Staying awake through the winter was definitely a step backwards, perhaps even a fatal step for the northern part of the human race. This would be the ideal time of year to hibernate. We've had a taste of winter, seen some snow, felt the freezing winds from Canada and the chilling winds from the new administration in Washington. That's enough. We will put on as much weight as possible during the holiday season. Then, during the long winter sleep, like squirrels, we would lose up to 40% of our body weight and emerge in spring, slender and lithe and ready for the swimsuit season. Dr. Peter Wybrow, in a book called The Hibernation Response, notes that a quarter of all Americans suffer unpleasant symptoms during the dark days of winter. We get sluggish, we get fat and depressed, and in general suffer from the condition that's come to be called SAD, Seasonal Affective Disorder. Only 25%? Seems to me closer to 100%. I think our bodies are trying to tell us something. There's nothing to be afraid of in hibernation. The heartbeat slows, most brain activity ceases, and you drop into a coma-like state. It's just like watching television. Hibernation would increase our lifespan, and it would save wear and tear on the fragile planet. Life would be one perpetual summer. Just think of all the awful things we could escape by going into hibernation. Winter storms, enormous fuel and light bills, the football season. We could escape seasonal affective disorder and the entire new television season, two things that may not be unconnected. It's worth thinking about. Pull down the shades, pull up the blankets, cancel the newspaper, switch off the TV, throw the smartphone in the garbage, and hibernate. There will never be a better time. This is David Boucher.